Welcome back to another fallacy video. Today we're tackling the circular argument and begging the question. Now, they're similar, but they're not actually the same. There's a small difference in their structure. A circular argument occurs when one of the premises is the same thing as the conclusion, or nearly the same thing. Multiple examples. The Bible reveals that God exists. We know this because the Bible is the true word of God. Therefore, God exists. Natural selection cannot create new information. In order for things to evolve, new information must be created. Therefore, evolution is false because natural selection cannot create new information. See, the circle is complete. The earth is flat because it's measured flat. The measurements necessitate it being flat. Therefore, the earth is flat. So-and-so's book, movie, whatever, is critically acclaimed based on their prior work. Now, that's not an argument, but that is something that happens. Medicare for All won't work because the government is inefficient. Therefore, Medicare for All won't work. The common theme going on here seems to be the thing in question in the argument is defined the way the person is arguing for it to be from the beginning. That's the giveaway. Now, begging the question, this is a logical fallacy where an argument's premise assumes the truth of the conclusion rather than supporting it. A deductive argument goes premise one, premise two, maybe there are multiple others, therefore, conclusion. So the conclusion is guaranteed by the premises. Let's not worry about whether or not it's sound. That just needs to be the structure. The conclusion is guaranteed by the premises, but the premises themselves need to be true as well. When you beg the question, what happens is the conclusion is already assumed to be true in the first place, and then weak premises assuming the truth of the conclusion are thrown in there to support the conclusion. Begging the question is essentially implicit circular reasoning, whereas circular reasoning is just when you're being quite explicit. Some examples would include the universe had a beginning, a universe requires a creator to begin to exist, therefore a creator created the universe. That is a conclusion in search of an argument. Other examples, it's mathematically impossible for the proteins life needs to assemble on their own. Evolution claims this is how life came about, therefore evolution is false. That's a clever way of saying, well, evolution is simply impossible, therefore it's false. You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The globe model says that Earth sits in the vacuum of space, therefore space doesn't exist, and the model is false. God answers prayers. We prayed for blank to happen, and it did. Therefore, it was a miracle, and God is real. Not all circularity is necessarily illogical. For example, tautologies exist because some things are true just by definition. Why is a bachelor not married? Because he isn't. However, boys will be boys, rules will be rules, because I said so. Those are fallacious tautologies. Hope you enjoyed that. I'll see you next time.